And so, Father, we thank you for this evening. And thank you for everyone gathered in here. We pray in Jesus' name that our requests and petitions have been answered. And we thank you that they have been answered. Thank you for prayers answered unknown to our hearts. Thank you also that you are meeting needs in this place. And you're always glorified in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Okay, so we are going to pay attention to this. I started sharing this with us during the 5 p.m. session, and I thought to share it here is to sort of like continue. And you know, the needs of every ministry or local church is different. In a sense that what the Spirit of God does per time in every church is not essentially the same. Of course, that should make a lot of sense that Paul had different letters to the various churches. And the problems which he had to address in the church of Corinth was quite different, you know, to the problems he had to address in the Galatian church. Totally different from what he had to address in the Philippian church or the church in Philippi. Now, you also see that he takes some time actually writing pastoral epistles to his sons in the faith. He writes his first epistle to his beloved son Timothy, and then second, when he was almost dead, he knew his time was up. And if you paid careful attention to the pastoral epistles written by Paul to Timothy, they were not the same as the same pastoral epistle he wrote to Titus. Right? So, what that means is that the needs that constitute or that God wants to supply to a local church is not the same. You find out that Paul is making reference to Timothy and telling him how that he ought to give himself wholly to these things and to meditate on these things, that his profiting will appear unto all. 4:15. It's not the same thing he actually writes to Titus, because they were not facing the same situation. Well, a very similar order that he had to put between Titus and Timothy was that he had to teach Timothy how to treat the elderly men. He taught Timothy how to treat the elderly women. He taught Timothy even how to treat the sisters. Then he sets in order. He tells Timothy to be bold. And for this cause, he had left him at Ephesus. And he had to ensure that nobody teaches any other doctrine. Right? So when you come to Christ family, and I say the leadership of a child, don't think that we don't know what we are doing here. Now, I'm not saying you think so, right? But you see, there must be a lot of children in this place, right? And so, God will want to, in His wisdom, order out certain lives, right? So, I'm laying emphasis this evening on some of the characteristics of the leadership of a child. Right. So, I got to start speaking about this during the 5 p.m. session. And then Isaiah makes reference to how that children are their oppressors and women rule over them. In Isaiah 3:12, O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err. And then we started looking at some characteristics of the leadership of a child. And the reason why I knew this was necessary was that many of the times we are not bold enough to lead ourselves. I tell you that the first person that will be led is you. You will lead yourself. So when you see a person not able to make the right decisions, not able to take the right steps, not able to get into something that they ought to get into in the moment, it means that there is sort of the leadership of a child. I said the number one characteristics of the leadership of a child is that it's characterized by disorganization. There's anarchy. There's confusion. They can't tidy their own room. They can't keep it. They cannot clean places where they stay. They cannot think clearly into issues to make sure that things are in their rightful place. So then you will see a child. Yes, not in age, obviously, but in manner. But God wants us growing up in leading ourselves and leading the people that He has committed to our hands. So, let's see something in Isaiah chapter 3, verse 4. There will be appointing of children to rule over them, and anarchy will prevail. Confusion will prevail. Disorganization will prevail. Chaos will prevail. Disorder will prevail. So when you cannot look at your life and organize your life, there's a problem. But it's changing in Jesus' name. So the leadership of a child will be characterized by disorganization. You find them always, you some of you have younger brothers and sisters, you should share with us some testimonies. How they can ransack the place. And they run over. They spill something here. Confusion. So you must begin to pay attention to your life and areas that must be organized. I told you already, a supernatural activity of the Spirit of God in a man's life will be organization. There's no chaos. As old as you are, they should still come and tell you to, clean your room. Oh, I mean, that is very serious. As old as you are. As you pray, begin to ask God to help you see areas of your life that you must be kept organized, or that you must begin to organize. Your life must be organized. See, I don't know what to do. See, don't have those conversations here. Don't say, I don't know what to do. At least you will acknowledge that there is God's Spirit on the inside of you that leads you, and for that matter, you know what to do. So in Jesus' name, there is organizations in our lives, in our spiritual lives, in every aspect of our lives. I want you people to be first good leaders of yourself. Number two, the leadership of a child is characterized by a lack of understanding of serious issues and deadly or imminent dangers. It's the second characteristic of the leadership of a child. They do not have understanding of very serious issues. You know, something very serious, and it's like they don't even seem to know how serious it is. And they are not able to tell the dangers that arise as a result of them not taking whatever it is they are supposed to be taking seriously. You know how serious it is, eh? For you to be a Christian and you find yourself doing certain things. You see, when somebody is a child spiritually, when you're even trying to say, do you really understand what you are doing? They don't seem to understand. They don't seem to understand. So, there is a lack of understanding. Like, you can't understand. All you know is cartoons, Batman, and all. The moment we start to talk about serious life issues, you find out that they are missing. So from today, you're going to start becoming a good leader of of yourself. And in your discipleship groups, I want to see that growth via the teachings that are coming. All they want is, mommy, 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 daddy, daddy. That's all they say. They want you to say, oh, I'm dealing with something important. Have you maybe gone to the bank or somewhere? Maybe the dad is trying to sign something at the bank or do something serious somewhere. And then the child is just there, mommy, daddy. There's no understanding. There's no understanding. They think everything is not serious. So from today, you're going to have understanding into serious issues. Understanding into serious issues. It's like you will not just treat them like you are a very small child to understand anything. You don't understand. It's like you don't comprehend. You don't make meaning into what is going on. Number three, the leadership of a child is characterized by having fun and celebrating. If it's not fun and celebrating, it's not interesting for a child. They go everywhere. They want to celebrate. They want to have fun. It's just play, 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 play. Everything you want to play about everything. Concerned about celebration. Concerned about entertainment. Concerned about parties. It's some serious business that you should be getting involved in and getting your hands on. You are jumping from one party to the other, moving from one place to the other, move from one room, chit-chatting, playing, what, video games and all of those things. So you find out that there's play every time they are playing. They can't take something very seriously. But in Jesus' name, you are not going to be full of fun and play. Every time you are playing, you have those friends. I hope you are not the kind of person. Everything, they play about everything. Like something serious, you have to sit them down and say, oh, Sisi, am I serious? Unjai Jimino. Yeah, there are people like that. Sisi, am I serious? Patro, why? Yeah, are you serious? Everything, they will play with everything. Because they do not understand. They cannot put play aside. Even when they come to church, they'll say that, oh, today, oh, we didn't dance. Oh. Because everything to them is about play. The moment you sit them down, you start to teach them Bible. 45 minutes, you see that they'll be sleeping. 45 minutes, they are sleeping. Start a song, you say, oh, they are up again. Play. But I believe it's changing, and you are changing in Jesus' name. You have to start taking leading seriously. And as I told you, even some people, they can't even lead themselves to go and bath. and lead themselves to go and cook. They can't lead themselves. They'll be dead 2.5 days. They've not bathed. But they are there 2.5 days. They've not bathed. 2.5. Some of you must be able to get up and lead yourself to go and study. Must lead yourself to pursue that course. You must lead yourself to, what do you call it? Take that opportunity. You must be ready to rise up and lead yourself, yourself first. Your discipleships, you must be able to get up and lead yourself into unsupervised work. I told you that there are two types, supervised work and unsupervised work. You see, there are some people, they don't need supervision of work. They do the thing and then they do it the same way it ought to go. There are also some people, you have to get up and chase them. Have you gone? Have you followed? Have you done this? When was the last time you had evangelism? Are you a baby? So, I want you to get up. Take things seriously. Take the ministry seriously. Take your life seriously. See, what I'm telling you right now is almost like to what Paul tells Timothy, that take a little alcohol, right, for your belly ache purposes. It's not anything doctrinal per se, but it is to teach you how you should relate to things about whatever it is you have to go about, so that your life can experience some order. Number four. The leadership of a child is characterized by the inability to find practical and realistic solutions to problems. No practical solution to problems. The least thing that happens, there's confusion. They are confused. Anything that happens, they are confused. Anything that happens, I'm tired. I'm just tired of life. I want to give up. I give up. Nobody should tell me anything. I give up. No. I said, whenever you encounter a solution, whenever you encounter a problem, begin to look out for practical solutions to the problem. If you're not doing well academically, there is a practical solution to it. If you are not doing well in discipleship, there's a practical and a realistic solution to the problem. If you don't have a prayer life, there's a practical and a realistic problem and solution to it. If you have something that you are doing that seems like you want to get out of, you don't like it, it's probably getting, there's a practical solution to the problem. But a child will not want to have practical solutions, and they don't want to have realistic solutions to their problems. Practical and realistic solutions. You must begin to find practical and realistic solutions. Giving up is not something you should always say. When something does not work, it does not mean that you are bad, or maybe there's something wrong with you. Probably there could be something wrong with you, but many times there's something that you have to do that you are not doing. That is very practical, and that is a realistic solution to the problem of what you are going through. As a child, if you just tell him that, oh, this is what is happening, they can't find anything practical to say. They just say, mommy, daddy. They believe that their mommy and daddy knows everything. They can ask for anything. Helicopter, plane, or what, shoe. They can ask for anything. Not realistic. You tell a child, I'll buy you AK-47. They'll believe you tomorrow. They sleep soundly because tomorrow they are expecting something like that. Even if you ask the father, have you seen AK-47 before? The father might not have seen it before. Practical. Practical and realistic. One time I told them, I said, the person came to me and the person said, you know, I'm very stressed. I said, okay, calm down. What's the issue? He said, look, I'm in level 200. Boy, I need to make money. I need to make money. And I spoke to one of my guys and he told me that I should do this. And I said, listen, you are not being practical and you are not being realistic. Why are you in school? So, oh, it's this. I'm in school to learn. I said, how are your grades going? Oh, they are not really going well. I said, they are not really going well, but you want to pay attention on how to make money. There's a bit of a wisdom that is lacking in there. You are not being realistic. So I had to speak to him and I said, no, you will have to pay attention to your academics. At least that is primary. Then it's not bad to want to have a business, but you can have a business on the side. And you must ensure the business does not take your academic time. It has to be practical. And it has to be realistic. But some of you are here. You said you make your first million at 24, 25. Are those people here? I'm not saying have big dreams. I'm just saying that when you put it together, you said this person is a juvenile. It's like somebody who's the president is not, or maybe they vote a certain president into your faculty, a president that is coming in and say, hey, the president is not doing this. He has been there for 1 year. When we do this, we'll do that. When we come, we'll change this. We'll give you new laboratories. We'll change the microscopy. We'll change this. We'll do that. It's not, when you sit and look, you know, when I sit and I listen to it, this person is not being... You are not being practical and you are not being realistic. You are not seeing what you are supposed to see. Because if you were seeing it, you would have slowed down and put your facts together. That's why I don't believe in so much sweet campaign stories. Yes, because many times they just say to just get you on the path where you vote for them. That's all. When they come, they get to realize that faculty never supplies money to the people since 2002, where old boys bought this. They've never done it before. But you thought that you'll be able to force faculty to give you money. Now you've come and said, faculty, they've even told you that they are even drier than you coming as a president. So, oh boy, see how you can contribute and then buy whatever it is you are buying. Now, you start a contribution. The contribution to is another issue. You see that? Because not everybody is going to pay. And meanwhile, you even heard that last 8 years badge, they contributed, gave the money to someone, someone chopped the money, and someone spent the money and disappeared. 5 years ago, too, they tried it. They collected the money, they put it in the bank account. They said the bank account has closed. I mean, so when you become very practical and you now sit down and say, see, let me just see what I can do. You see? So a child would just be saying, daddy, tomorrow in the morning, I want airplane. And the daddy would say, and what? Say, and car. Say, and what? And house. And what? And yogurt. And what? And moto. And what? And motor car. And what? And tricycle. And what? Daddy, BMW. Okay. And what? Say, tomorrow morning, I'll give it to you. The child is happy. Daddy, tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning comes. Daddy, you say you buy me this. You see, a child is not proud. So from this day, you're going to receive wisdom. You know, that's actually wisdom. It's to be prudent. It's to be wise, discerning in the midst of affairs. It's to be prudent. Yes. 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 Some things I want to say, I'll say them next 2 years later. Because if I say it right now, yes. But you are supposed to be very practical. And God is helping you in Jesus' name. The leadership of a child is characterized by lack of boldness towards a perspective. Lack of boldness towards a perspective. You see, a child likes to dilly-dally between opinions. Do you want red? No, I want black. Do you want black? No, I want red. Say, what course are you going to study in the university? I was thinking of engineering, but I also thought about business management. And the last time, I was thinking about what are you thinking about? You must be able to be bold and make decisions that move you forward. And let me tell you something, moving forward is a bold decision. Nobody just sits down and moves forward. Nobody does that. You have to make a bold decision and say, hey, listen to me. Hey, this year, apparently, I will move forward in this. So you find out that people are stuck in a place and they refuse to move because there's that moving here and there between opinions. Hey, y'all, come. He runs and he goes. Hey, y'all, come back. Then he comes back. Hey, y'all. Yeah, don't mind them. Come here, rather. Instead, he'll go there. Yeah, okay. Just moving all over the place. But you see that you can't call an adult like that. When you call an adult, you say, "Yao, please come." He comes and you say, "Yao, move here." I say, "Hey, what are you telling me? You said I should come. You are telling me to go again." You see, there is a certainty of plan. So I want you to start thinking about it and begin to move forward. I want to see you moving forward. You should be able to say, Pastor, I prayed about this. I had this on my heart. And I thought to share it with you. If it was okay, I would boldly move forward. Yeah, begin to move forward. The leadership of a child is characterized by not building anything. That's the last thing I'll talk about. You don't do anything substantial. You don't build a career. You don't build a pursuit. You don't have anything to just look up to say, I'm building myself as a minister. I'm building myself as a song minister. I'm building myself as a worker of the church. I'm building myself as an engineer. I'm building myself as you just said as a somebody should build. I don't know what it takes to build anything. Let me tell you something. Don't be confused about life. Don't be confused about life. Don't be confused. When you have something that you want to do and you are sure about it, you are going to step out very boldly. Caution. After you've prayed and you've received leadings on the matter. Right? I was telling someone that sometimes people bring some really complicated issues and it will take the grace of God to see into them and advise them and counsel them. And the person was trying to get something. And for a long time, I said, why don't you do this? Yeah, the person is not even here. It's not even with us. I said, no, you have to be very practical. When you see me counsel sometimes, you think I don't hear from God. But that is also the wisdom of God. Christ is not only power, he is wisdom as well. So he is as powerful as his wisdom. So he combines wisdom together with the power of God. Yes. So Christ is wisdom as well as his power. And you are praying and you are taking the steps. You are praying, you are taking the steps. You see, God will just be leading you. Just pray and just leave it to God and take the step and pray. Pray, pray, pray. Leave it to God and take the step. You pray, pray, pray. You leave it to God. You see that you'll be moving forward. You'll be moving forward. You'll be moving forward. I don't want to hear anyone telling me that I'm confused. No, just pray. Take the step. Pray. Take the step. Take the bold step. So begin to be stable and receive stability in your mind. Some of you, career day, you wore 4 different careers. Soldier, doctor, plumber, I'm not sure any parent will allow you. Footballer, and then engineer. But you are doing business administration or business management. Now, that's what you are doing. So don't be afraid to take decisions. I'm not saying that business management and those courses, they are not good courses. Please, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that it's totally different from all the sectors I've mentioned. Don't say that pastor mentioned my course and said that my course was not good. It's totally different from all the courses that I mentioned. When you say you're going to serve God in the ministry, you have to be bold about it. Yes, you have to be bold about it. When you say you're going to do this, you have to be bold about it. If not, if you are not bold, you will never be able to do what you said you will have to do. Say you want to go back to school. Oh, it will take some boldness. You think you'll just be there and it will happen. No, you have to take. You have to at least step in the water. Yes. You want to get a job? You have to apply. You have to be and take an application and apply. Don't say that, what if I apply and I don't get? No, pick it and apply first. Don't be thinking about getting or not getting. Just apply. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for everyone in this place. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives. That we are not bearing on ourselves marks of childlikeness in leading. When you come for meetings, you come late. You don't come and help. They should arrange for you to sit. Why are you behaving like a child? child sees no responsibility. I'll talk about that tomorrow. Thank you in Jesus' name.